Morning. It's a Tuesday morning, and I was just about to give Vance his occasional check that I give him, just to check that he's all well and fine. And I thought this would be a perfect audio boo. I'm not sure if it's something that normal dog owners do with their dogs, but obviously it's all the more important when you can't necessarily see your dog very well. Or at all in some cases. It's important to go through and just check that everything feels normal. See, you can't get everything. But so that's what I'm going to give a go now. So, Vance, come here, please. Good boy. I'd already got him out of his bed, poor chap. Can you just turn around for me, Vance? And sit, please. Good boy. Excellent. I'm going to save my back and sit in a chair and do this. Now, first thing to do is just feel his ears. Now, of course, some of you may already have heard this a bit. As you all know, I've been posting my audio diaries, which I recorded last summer when I trained with Vance during August. And one of those was me checking him and then doing a rather long grooming session in the hotel rooms. Bathroom, which is very hot and horrible, and I recommend listening to it. It's rather long, though. This should be a shorter version, as I've grown a little bit more used to it, and Vance is a lot more tolerant, aren't you, big dog? Yes. Okay, so check your ears. Can I have a smell in that ear, please? It smells of dog. And the other one? Also smells of dog, so that's probably a good sign, isn't it? Right, let's check your eyes. Now, Vance tends to get a little bit of stuff, sleepy dicks, or whatever you want to call them, accumulating in his eyes. And it's said that it might be because when he was a puppy, he apparently had a small bite from another dog, and that it might be blocking one of the tubes. I don't know what you call those tubes. We've got a little bit in that left eye. I just wiped that off. And he's terribly squeamish about having things in his eyes, as you'd expect, but I'm just the same, which is unfortunate when you have a condition that has to be monitored every now and again and have things poked in it. In my case, that is not his. In his case, he just needs me poking it. Right then, mister. Can I check your nose? A little bit dry, but fairly cool. Yep. I had the fan on in this room overnight, so in the hope that he might stay reasonably cool. Oh, big yawn, yeah. Now what I'm doing is just running my fingers around the sort of inside gum line, which is all disgusting. Ugh, all wet. And ugh, ugh. And then running the top one. And now I'm going to try and get my fingers inside his mouth without having them chopped off by his big jaws. Sorry, Vance. Yes, I know you don't like that. I know. No, sit there. Wait, I'm just going to go wash my hands. Just wait. So all that felt... reasonably normal to me. Okay. I don't know whether I would notice anything different. that is the £100 question. Right, wait there, mister. So, next thing is just simply feeling around his coat. I'm starting at the top each time, starting at his spine and running my hand round to his chest and then down his legs. Oh, they feel pretty normal. I'll do the feet at the end. Paws at the end. Do you upstand, please, Vance? Getting towards the rear end. His gentleman's apparatus. Down his back legs. Oh, what? They what ought to be powerful back legs, but don't tend to be. Obviously he doesn't get enough exercise. And then along his tail, which apart from needing a groom, doesn't feel too bad to me. Right, so we just go for the paws now. I'm going to have to get down on the floor, I think. Okay, Vance, sit, please. Give me that paw. Good boy, thank you. Yeah. That feels good, filling in between all his pads. Brilliant. I've got the next one now, that is. All I did just touched his paw and he lifted it for me, which is very good of him. Okay, turn around, please, Vance. Turn around. Brilliant. Good boy. He's so much better at this than he used to be. Okay, give me that one. Thank you. bit rough, but not too bad. Okay, and finally this one. Well done, that Vance. Well done. Good boy. All right, then. Off you go. I'll get you breakfast in a moment. Off you go. Go on, off you go. He's just standing there. He doesn't know where to go. Where are you going to go? You don't know. Now, Vance has a rather funny habit, which I don't know if other German shepherds do this, but he has a lovely, big, comfortable bed to sleep on. But quite often, he would rather go and scrunch up a mat by the door so that it looks as uncomfortable as it possibly could be, and then lie on that instead. He also likes lying against walls and solid objects and things. So, as I say, although he has comfortable beds, a comfortable bed and one of these vet bed, sort of fluffy mat things, he would prefer to just go and lie by the door on whatever happens to be there. And that's exactly what he's doing right now. So, I hope that has been a useful, interesting, vaguely interesting recording. There's always a danger with these audio booths of just rambling on and not really saying anything at all. But with some luck, that will have been some use. Okay, good morning.